Greeting to the congregation. We welcome our new guests. We welcome those who are worshiped from home through live stream. This morning, we worship our God and study His Word through the message titled Pretended Faith. If pretended faith means a faith has of no value, that does not help us to be saved. Paul encouraged the church at Corinth to examine yourself. Are you in the faith or not? Corinthians church is a church that has many blessings from the Lord. And they participated many parts of the gospel. And they have received the spiritual gifts. But when Paul wrote the first and second Corinthians, and finally he put, examine yourself to see if you are in the faith. Your life and mine may have followed many years ago. There are many new believers recently, but based on the Lord's word, we have to examine ourselves to see if we are in the faith, the root to faith. Some time ago, George Barna, a researcher, has made a survey on the faith in God, and George Barna has discovered that disturbing fact that half of all the adults who attend Protestant church on a typical Sunday morning or not Christian, the new church, they are worship on God. They are not true Christian. He also points out that the people who call themselves Christians but are not born again are a group that constitutes a majority of church goers. And afterwards, Bana's findings later are similar to those reported by Bill Price, founder of 50-year president of Campus Crusade for Christ. Bill Bright was the founder of Campus Crusade for Christ. And according to Bright, our surveys suggest that over 50% of the 100 million people in the church here in the United States every Sunday are not sure of their salvation. 50% couldn't be sure of their salvation. And these surveys and these reports is something, a reminder to wake us up. We have to examine ourselves to see if we are in the true faith or not. And there are many reasons that make us think that we have faith, but in reality, we have no faith at all. And through Simon the Sorcerer in Acts, he has come back to the Lord and baptized, just like many have been baptized, to return to the Lord. But here, this story expresses something that a faith that is not true. Faith has no value for salvation. And so there are three areas that we will examine together this morning. The faith is because pretended, because they have a wrong faith. The second aspect is that they could not understand the Lord the right way. And so they followed the Lord with a wrong lifestyle. Let's pray for guidance this morning so we can understand what the Lord is teaching us to examine ourselves to see if we are in the faith. Let's pray. Dear our loving Father, this morning we have come before you. We worship you here, and some of us are not here today, and we pray for their safety. So be with them. And others are busy with their or in sickness. Wherever they are, may you let their heart know to turn toward you, to know this is the day of the Lord, the holy day to be set apart to worship, to praise you, Lord. May your word this morning encourage, remind us to examine ourselves. So if we are in the faith or not, may you bless that our faith each day that we have trust will not be in vain. Please be among us. Teach us your word, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's think about the first aspect is that we have a wrong faith when we have a pretending faith. The story that Jesus read in Acts chapter 8, in this happened in a situation in Samaria. This particular person and the elders there is Philip. In chapter 6, Philip is full of Holy Spirit, and because Philip is full of Holy Spirit, so when the Lord let him went to Samaria to serve him, he could do many great miracles there. God could not do anything, anyone who does not have the Holy Spirit, the Lord could use it. So each one of us, that we, do we have the seal of the Holy Spirit or not? Then God can use our life. God reign over everything and all the situation. And in the story, why did the Israel, the Jews, went to Samaria? Samaria is between north is Galilee and south is Judah. That's between the two. But Samaria, and according to the Jews, they despise the Samaritans. Because during the time of exile, the Gentiles came to live in Samaria. And so it's recorded, it's First King. And then they brought their idols to with them as well. So they worship this mixture between God and idols there in Samaria. So from then on, the Israel really despise the Samaritans. And they are the kind of thing is that they have been discriminated. The kind of people that did not worship the Lord the right way. So they did not want to associate with the Samaritans. But here, Philip came to Samaria to serve the Lord. And the Bible says, they went to there, they preached the gospel, and Philip came to Samaria. While the gospel is spreading in Jerusalem, many believe the church grew, and everybody was living in the lap of the Lord, and experienced many great miracles there. Everybody praised the other. But they were just in Jerusalem. They forgot the commandment that Jesus sent them. When the Holy Spirit came upon you, you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in all of Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. God has given the church responsibility with a plan about the gospel, spreading the gospel, but the church, they are just gathered in Jerusalem. If there is something, hopefully Judea may receive the gospel, but they never went outside of those. But the Lord let a persecution happen that the Christian could not remain Jerusalem, and they dispersed out. And that is the reason for that dispersion. And Philip, the one that is full of blessings, came into the plan of God. he came to Samaria to preach the gospel there. And there, in verse 6, expressed a new life for the city. A large crowd pay attention to Philip preaching and all the signs that Philip has done. Many of the spirit went out of the many. Many cripples were healed, and the city is full of happiness. When the Holy Spirit acted, the representative of the Lord, we saw that there are many wonderful things happening to the city. And here, the Lord has used Philip to perform many wonderful things in Samaritans, in Samaria. And the result is that many in Samaria has become Christian. Come back to the Lord Jesus in verse 12. But when the Holy Spirit believed Philip as he proclaimed the good news of the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Verse 12. All these people has come to put their faith in Jesus, and they received baptized because they heard about the gospel of the Lord, and they saw the name of Christ has been expressed and preached in Samaria. The reason that all these people in Samaria believe in the Lord and believe in the plan of God, that the gospel has been preached, and they saw the power of the Holy Spirit there. But the story said there is one named Simon the sorcerer. He also believed in the Lord and were also baptized. But outside, Simon and everybody else does the same. They have the same result. They have to come, they trust in the Lord, and they were baptized. However, we saw that the situation, the Simon, is very different. In verse 9, now for some time a man named Simon had practiced sorcery. And sorcery is not something small. In court, he has made all of Samaria with wonder, has wonder about him. Everybody gave him the name of the great person. And his name was spread all around in Samaria. And everybody examined and determined that this man is rightly called the great power of God. People misunderstood him for the power of God. In verse 10, or in 11, they followed him because he had amazed them for a long time of his sorcery, of his skillfulness to perform. So we saw Simon has done many wonderful things, the some amazing things, and these things is not tricks. That is, they use magic to do it, and or the sleight of hand of tricks. But that's not the same as magic. But now, this person used the power of the devil to perform many wonderful, amazing things. And with the help of the darkness, the power of darkness that Simon has used, has caused many to follow him, to listen to him, because they were amazed at what he could do. And he called him a great person with the power of God. He just led them on. Now, this person came back to the Lord Jesus Christ. If we have somebody has the same situation as Simon like this and return to the Lord, would you be happy? Because if someone was been under the darkness of night and now return to Jesus, and that is something is very worth rejoicing. And among what God is doing in the church, that God has performed in Samaria, but the devil can do his own work and perform even in the church and among the believers. And the devil has done it through Simon, the sorcerer. We saw now that this person returned and believed. But the way he put his faith, Simon put his faith, is the wrong faith. But everybody has faith in the Lord Jesus then, because he heard the gospel. They heard of Philip's preaching, and they understand what the gospel is about, and they put faith in that. And they saw all the wonderful things based on the name of the Lord that done by the apostle. But Simon grew up the Jews' power of darkness. They borrow the power of the devil to perform some magic thing. In Vietnam, when there is somebody was have the spirit in the other one to harm that person, and that person has come into like a sorcerer, just like Simon here, so that person could push that evil spirit outside of that body. And so there are so many levels of the devil, and maybe the sorcerer can heal that person of that presence of the evil inside in Vietnam. And so when they were under the power of the devil, there is a relationship with the devil there. And so this person who has that, have a relation that has some powerful devil, we know that the devil is the angel that has fallen. They wanted to be like God, and they were trusted out of heaven and become the devil and Satan. And so in Vietnam, the sorcerer practice was very common. Simon is grown up in that situation. And when they saw the evidence, all the things that happened, and verse 13 said, Simon himself believed and was baptized, and he followed Philip everywhere, astonished by the great signs and miracles he saw. He followed Philip just to study something different, not just to understand the gospel, what about, but wanted to know, this Philip, how did he get this power like that? That's what the purpose of Simon. In Simon's heart, there is something that is not true. It's only the outside that he followed Philip. We knew that he come to the Lord, but it expressed from a intention that he only wanted to know, how did he get that power? How did Philip perform this miracle? It's based on, I have done the same, but this God is better than me. What devil is in him to do such a thing? Simon was thinking. So that's why Simon was following Philip everywhere. But he didn't know, he did not base it on the name of the Lord, based on the Lord, but based on the power of darkness. Simon, son. And because of basing on the darkness, that faith by Simon has no value because it was wrong. And this reminded us, Judah Iscariot reminded us that character. Judah Iscariot is something that has been selected by Jesus. He was a thief, but the Lord called him to follow Jesus. And then the Lord chose him to be one of the 12. And when the 12 first servant, Judah Iscariot has the same power to push out the evil. If they were able to heal, Judah Iscariot has the ability to heal as well, because he is one of them. But at the end of the ministry of Jesus on the third year, on the Last Supper, Jesus said, one of you will betray me. No one can think that he himself will, even Judah couldn't think that he would betray Jesus. But according to John, in chapter 13, during the time the devil put the evil thought in his head to betray Jesus, we know that the way that the devil attacked Judah, it put a thought in the mind of Judah about the betrayal of Jesus. The devil didn't do yet just a thought of betrayal. Why did he put the thought in his head? Because of money. Only because of money. Because the nature of Judah Iscariot is someone who wanted a lot of money. Because he was a thief. The nature of sin had caused Judah being a follower. He could do many things, but his faith in Jesus is not true. One of you will betray me, Jesus said in the Last Supper. And during that communion, whoever I give the bread and give it to him, and that person will betray me. But during this time, he took the bread, and what did he say? This is my body broken for you. So now the bread represents the body of Christ that has been nailed to the cross. And when the Lord gave the bread, he gave himself to a person who put faith in him so that he can be saved from his sin. But in John 7, when Jesus put the bread to Judah, he received, and immediately the devil entered him. And from the beginning, he put just a thought in Judah Iscariot's head. But when God has won, Jesus has won, someone will betray me. Judah Iscariot ignored that one. And even Jesus, whoever received the bread that I did in this one, that person will betray me. And then Jesus did the one thing that he did. And Judah Iscariot received that bread. He publicly acknowledged that he himself will betray Jesus. And because of that, now the devil entered the person of Judah Iscariot and he left the table. We see that if Judah Iscariot received from what the Lord is not the broken body of Christ, it's only a piece of bread, then the faith is worth nothing. Because that bread does not represent the body of Christ. Judah did not recognize that. He received the bread and left it. He did not receive salvation. Even the same, when everybody came to the Lord Jesus and believed, Philip also called everyone, and Simon also got baptized. Now, someone come to the Lord expresses the repentance. When we came to the baptism, we repent of our sin. And now, Simon the sorcerer was the one come to receive baptism, but he did not repent of his sin. And that baptism has no value with Simon's sword. It's only someone who dipped in the water. That's all. It has no value spiritually. So when we do something that we did not understand the meaning of it, it becomes dangerous. If we put faith that we don't understand why we put faith in there, that faith is of no value and of dangerous. Judas Iscariot has received the bread, not received the broken body of Christ. And Simon only dipped himself in the water, but he did not receive salvation for his sin. He did not receive any of that blessing. So the Bible taught us why we have to put faith in Christ. Whoever believes in the Son will have everlasting life. Who does not believe in the Son will not receive, but the wrath of God is still on that person. So why do we believe? I believe so that I will not receive condemnation and wrath from God. And that's the reason we believe in the Lord. Anybody among us put faith in Christ, there's only one reason that we escape the wrath of God for the human race. That is the only way. But here, if we do not understand why we have put faith in Christ, that is dangerous. Many put faith in Christ because I hope that when I receive, I will be blessed. with good job, and then the sickness would not happen to me. It could happen to anybody else, but not me. There is no danger happen to my life. Whether we fly or we travel, I will always be safe. That kind of faith about the blessing of this world, and Paul said, that is, if we believe in hope and cry, we are the people of most pity if we hope are in this world. I believe in God so that I can escape the wrath of God on my life. My life may be blessed or maybe not blessed with material things. Or maybe we don't have any kind of those material blessings. Or I can have good health, but maybe I have sickness as well. My life could be luckier than others, but maybe we are not as well. But those are not the reason, main reason for believing in Christ. The prime reason of faith of each of us is to be escaped from the wrath of God for this human race. Examine yourself. Examine our faith to see if we are in the true faith, meaning the way we put our faith in the Lord. Is it true? Is it on the blood of Christ to forgive our sins? Or we believe just for the hope of this life, and that is the wrong faith. The second point, let's examine together. A pretended faith is someone who has a wrong understanding of the Lord. In verse 13, we read, Simon, when he saw everybody else who came to Philip to receive baptism and saw the wonderful things that Philip has done, that Simon followed Philip everywhere. In verse 7, many evils has departed. But Simon did not understand by what power these apostles were able to push out the evil spirit from many. And the cripple also got healed. Simon, he could heal the cripple. What Philip has done is outside of what Simon could do. And Simon put a question, what power did Philip have to be able to do these amazing things? And he followed Philip everywhere to see, to understand by what power that Philip could do those things. In verse 16 and 17, and Peter was Peter and John put hands, and then they received the Holy Spirit by John and Peter. When sorcerers saw what power did they have when they have put their hands and then they received the Holy Spirit, we did not know what happened to the people when they received the Holy Spirit. In the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came as the tongue of fire, and they talk about the glorious by their own particular language. So there are certain signs that cause that fear has the Holy Spirit. It's very clear. But now there are many believers, they could do many things like that. They could talk foreign languages by or some sign that examine and determine that they have received the Holy Spirit. Now Simon said Peter wanted to have that kind of power as well. Dear congregation, Simon has fallen into two wrong things. The first thing is that Simon thought money can buy this power. In verse 18 and 19, give me also this verse so that everyone of whom I lay my hand, the Holy Spirit. He wanted to have the same. Maybe the Bible, I believe that Simon, when he became the sorcerer, he was I grew up in Vietnam. There are many people there. And also Mekam Sutsur. And when they grew up certain things and idols to protect them, they have planned what to give to the idols, to the gods. And so they have to eat those things that they offer. And so they have to follow strictly some motion to please their gods, to have that power. So they often offer to their idols. And there are many persons, they have to pay a lot of money to buy the offering so that they maintain their power from the power of darkness. If they did not continue, then the power would depart from them, or can even hurt them if they don't treat their gods. And so Simon Sorcerer maybe have spent a lot of money to buy this kind of power that he has. But according to the believers, the Holy Spirit is someone, is the Lord gift to that person. When the Lord Jesus returns, he will ask the Holy Spirit to be with us, in each one of us that could say, we could not use money to buy the Holy Spirit, but Simon is used to get the money to buy the power from darkness to put do amazing things. So in order to have that, whatever he wants by his word or do something like that, he could perform certain power, and that power was reformed, and that is his idea. And so that his name was among great among them. But according to the apostle, therefore, these signs Peter and John did not do with their own will. No, John and Peter did not do their own will. This is the will of the Lord done on them, not their own will. So whatever happens, we saw the two extremes, the two different purposes. One side is the power of darkness and perform under the control of the person. The other is receive the power used by the Lord through the Holy Spirit. And Simon taught that Philip or Peter or John also were doing the same as he did. And so money was the reason for that power. But that is wrong. Before, something happened in NASA. When NASA first started sending up astronauts into space, they quickly discovered that the ballpoint pen would not work in zero gravity. We know that the pen, when we put it down, then the ink will flow. But if we write it upside down, the ink would not flow upwards to let us be able to write. And so the pen does not work in space. And so the astronaut went up there and they tried to write something and they could not write. There is no gravity there. And so the ink does not flow the right way down for them to write. They could not write any report of anything on their notes. The end, NASA has spent about 10 years and $12 billion to find out a way to write, discover, to make a pen that can zero gravity, can write, that they can write upside down or right side up or right way. And even in water, they can write. 10 years, and they discovered that wonderful pen, and the pen that could write in space in zero gravity. But it took 10 years, a long time, and a large sum of money, and they discovered this special pen for the astronaut to use. And they work with the Russian astronaut outside the Russian. What did you use to write? And the Russian said, I use a pencil. That's so simple. It's a pencil. You can write anywhere, upside down, by side up, zero gravity or not. That give us, let me think, the power of the Lord gave us the belief. It's very simple. When we repent, we receive that power. It does not come from any complication inside, but any our effort. Only repent and believe, and then the power of the Lord will receive. We will live in us. And whatever has happened, the whole city was overjoyed because the people repent and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And Holy Spirit acted there. So when we did not recognize this understanding, we try our effort to do certain things to hopefully that action will be pleasing, that will be enough for God to give us. And so just believe. Because the Holy Spirit can act. And the second reason Simon did not understand, because Holy Spirit is a kind of power. Please give me ability so that everyone on whom I may lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not a power, but the Holy Spirit is God Himself. And all the powers and the amazing is because of the power of Holy Spirit. But the Spirit is not the power. This is something that we need to understand. Today, there are many believers got mixed up between the Spirit of the Lord and the power of the Lord. Many thought that if we do not speak a foreign language or we could not heal anyone, then we don't have the Holy Spirit. Is that true? That all the power came from the Holy Spirit, but the miracles is not the Holy Spirit. Look at Philip. Before, Philip was a believer in Jerusalem. And now, he was became one of the seven to be the at the table for the women who were supplied the food. And there are the foreign women came because they didn't have food. They come and ask for food. And then Philip was one of the serving to serve these women. And see, he one of the seven to be responsible for to give food to these foreign women. Even the Jewish women. But the purpose. But he is filled with the Holy Spirit. When did he got filled with Holy Spirit? Before or after he was voted into the Sabbath? He was filled with Holy Spirit before. But Philip did not do anything. He was just a simple believer. And in his role of the Sabbath to give the food to all the women, he did not do anything that requires Holy Spirit. Did he got the Holy Spirit? Yes, he did have the Holy Spirit with him. But not until when he came to Samaria. And then his preaching become powerful. So he has the Holy Spirit before. But only when in Samaria did the Holy Spirit truly acted through Philip. Now, if we base only the miracle that there is Holy Spirit or not, then we are wrong. So Philip had the Holy Spirit before, and the gift of the Holy Spirit, let's think about God gave the spiritual gift to perform a particular work. According to God's will, God can give what God may not give, but the necessary that the Holy Spirit must be in our heart. Many wrongly thought on this particular topic that even the wrong belief in Jesus, when we think of Jesus in the communion, they pity the Lord because Jesus suffering. They pity Jesus because he was beaten heart. They think about all these things and they love the Lord Jesus because they have pity, but they did not know the reason. It's their sin, our sin, because I have the sinful thought that my Lord must suffer. They pity Jesus on the suffering of God because he was lifted, but their sin was not changed. So we have to understand the true what God want us to understand. Many wrong ideas about Jesus, about faith. If the Lord give us the way to heal and I go out and heal, they will come back to the Lord. That's wrong. Because did Jesus heal? Did many believe in Jesus because of his healing? Did the miracles performed by the apostles? Did many become Christian? No, not by the Holy Spirit on their hearts. They would not believe. So, that reason is, if I have power, I can make others to come to the Lord. That's wrong. And if I sleep and I have the Bible next to me, and then the devil would not attack me. If I have the picture of Jesus next to me, the devil would not attack me. Maybe fact that if I can do just many arms and do something of a good nature, would that person be saved? No. We are saved to be doing good works, not because of our good works that we say. And many thought that when I go to church, I belong to the Lord. When we go to church, we belong to God or not? Believe in God, then we believe. And so when we go to church, it's just a organization. There are many wrong things that we need to be corrected. Let us examine the Lord and use our lives according to the purpose that God has for us. And so, pretended faith is someone who has a wrong understanding about the Lord Jesus Christ. The third point, pretending faith is somebody follow Christ with the wrong lifestyle. The Bible tells us, whoever in Christ, that person, he is a new person, a new creation. And according to the new law, the new creation does not follow the old laws. And the old creation does not follow the new one. And we see Simon follow, you know, how did Simon follow with an old self? In the verse 20 and 21, may your money perish with you because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money. Verse 20. Verse 21. You have no part or share in this ministry because your heart is not right before God. The problem of Simon here is that his heart is not right before the Lord. And when we have our heart is not right, must change. You must repent of your wickedness. As we do not return to sin and pray to the Lord in the hope that he may forgive you for having such a thought in your heart. Maybe just a thought. We have to ask for forgiveness of that sin. And so he was keeping himself in heart that is not right with God. With God, whoever has followed Christ, first you have to deny yourself. If we did not deny ourselves, we could not follow Jesus. So the old self could not follow Jesus with the old self. Do not patch the new clothes with a old patch because it will damage the new clothes. Or to not put new wine in a old wineskin, and because that new wine can destroy the old wineskin. And so when we give us new life, that the old self must be denied out of our life. If we continue to keep our old self, nothing we can do when we do not repent. Judah betrayed Jesus because he kept his old self as a thief. I want to have money, he thought. And that caused him to betray Jesus because of his love for money. The second point that Simon is wrong is because his lifestyle, his old lifestyle, Simon was familiar with amazing others by his money. Whatever he said, people listened to him. His influence was great, came from the darkness that he has before. And now he told Peter, I give you money. Can you give me the power? Why? Because he wanted to use that power by his own money. And that is wrong. That Simon used his own lifestyle on that he has used to in the past to cause others to follow him. And he wanted that power to use it through this money, just like he had before, so that he can become more important, greater. And so, in verse 10, he was this person called the great power of God. Now, if he can do more, then his name will be more famous. That's only what his thought is in Simon. And so, his lifestyle reflects the way that he thought. In 1933, President Roosevelt got all the gold into a storage, and in the bullion depository is on a 42 acres in military. And it weighed 25 tons of gold, and there were very extreme security for to keep the gold. And the wall is 25 inch thick to protect, and the door weighed 21 tons and 21 inch thick by a metal is very special to deter the thief. In the Second World War, at the time, is the top of the storage of this gold, and they thought, and during this time, in there are 20 tons, and today, maybe there's only 8 tons of gold there, and if that gold to put together, and there would be 20.8 feet by 20.8 feet cube, or 7 meters cube, and that's the gold that was there today. Because there in Kentucky, in Fort Knox, and there was a person in Kentucky, and told somebody in Texas that there was enough gold in Fort Knox to build a fence around Texas. And the Texan replied, why don't you go ahead and build that fence? And if we like it, we'll buy it. Right. See, if we want it, they were talking nonsense. Christian is not the same way. We don't just talk, but must live in what they believe. Express the life of Christ in there. Person. And when the Lord expressed the power, he was not doing what we want, but he expressed what the Lord wants. God's will in our life. And your life and mine must be aligned. Not follow the old self, but this is a new creation. We have to be a new thing. And so, the third point on someone, he lived with his old dream. And he wants to serve whom? Himself. I want to do something so I can be more famous. But with Peter and John, The one that they serve is God. The God of the Samaritans who came back. They experienced God. And because of their sin as Samaritans, and they were suffering because of their sin, now they have been saved. And Simon's dream was old. It's completely different with John and Peter. Simon wanted to praise himself, but to lift himself up. He wants everybody to praise him. And now, if I can, he can buy the Holy Spirit, he will be praised more. But Peter and John, they praise whom? The praise the Lord, the name of God. So more miracles happen, and the people can believe, accept the gospel of the Lord. And the name of the Lord will be more praise, more honor. When we have been changed, then our life is no longer keeping the old dreams. In this world, we live according God has done us to look at the world and see what the Lord has done for us. And he put a insect into a beautiful butterfly. And from the egg, it became just an insect. But if the insect to become a butterfly, it has to transform into the cocoon, and the cocoon would be destroyed. And then from there, the butterfly will become a beautiful one. But his life has been transformed. And when he was an insect, there was risk to be eaten by the bird. And God has created wonderful things that we look at the world. Why did the Lord make a sinner to become a holy person? That person must be in the cocoon of God to be repented, to be washed away by God, the blood of the Lamb. Now we become sinless before the Lord. When an insect becomes a butterfly, it's completely different. The life of the butterfly is different. There is no butterfly want to become back to be an insect, or want to go and crawl on the ground. The butterfly must fly, must be free, must in be flying in the air to express the beautiful color that people want to see. So the life of a Christian, the new life, is different from the old self. It must be outside of the old dream of the self. Dear congregation, this one person, an urban parent, is the God Bless America's author, or an Easter parade. And I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. These are the timeless songs that you have heard. And they were sold very fast. And one day in San Diego, there is one named Don Freedom S. About his own, the author of the song. They asked, is there any question that you want others to ask you? And he would think and said, yes, there was one thing. I said, what question was that? Irwin said, nobody asked me, what did you think of the song that was not famous? They want others to ask him about the song that wasn't famous. And the interviewer, if they ask you, then what would be your answer? Somebody asked me, my music that I created, maybe other, but I still love my music. So the piece of music, maybe somebody loved or somebody would not love, but he still loved his own music. When we were created anew, though this world was thinking about us, maybe the world is hating us, but we are still loved right now. Because we are created in His image. So that the true faith, when we not based on the value of this world given to us, but by God, examining ourselves to see if we are in true faith. If not, we are still in our sin. 2 weeks ago, if we do not stand strong faith, we're not standing at all. 2 weeks ago, that's a key word. May God bless each one of us. Please stand and read one more time the key verse to examine ourselves. Let's all read. Examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. Dear loving Father, we thank you for Jesus have brought the gospel to save us from the power of darkness, to bring us away from the wrath of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, because we are your children. But today, the word in the church, the devil still continue to take advantage of our misunderstanding, and some of us have a faith that could not save us if we put our faith in the wrong place. By the purpose that is wrong, faith based on some blessing in this life, that only not based on the blood of Christ, then that faith of ours will still be of no value. If our understanding, what our thinking, that is based on the principle of the Word of God, and that kind of faith, please correct them, Lord. If our faith only to please ourselves and not pleasing the Lord, oh Lord, that kind of faith has no value to bring us into everlasting life. May you give us to this sorcerer the story, and that kind of faith must be repented, must be corrected. May we examine ourselves so that we are in the faith or not. What should be corrected after? May you help us to change. Thank you for this lesson. May you help us so that each one of us would not put faith in the wrong thing. May our faith, the faith that could save, we thank the Lord. We lift everything into your own hand and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.